106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you know what reverse catfishing is, call us 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Reverse catfishing. It is a growing trend. I don't want to say trend. I want to say it's a
movement.
Yes, it's a dating tactic.
Okay.
It's a strategy. It's a chess move for online dating.
Now, is this where you do put pictures of yourself as opposed to catfishing? You post a picture of not yourself or like a heavy doctored picture of yourself.
Exactly.
But is this like a picture of yourself that is unattractive?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Okay. It's not unattractive, it's just not as attractive. So okay. For the longest time, it was in the world of online dating, you put your best foot forward.
Yes.
You put the good beats up front, right. As Dwight Schrute used to say. Okay, well now, reverse catfishing says you're going to, and this isn't like made up by TikTokers. This was a tactic that was created by an online dating strategist.
Okay.
And apparently it is working.
So
you put pictures that are not unattractive, but not especially doctored pictures. They're just average, somewhat unattractive pictures of yourself. And this creates this impression that when you show up in person, they are pleasantly surprised.
Okay. This, I think, would have been a tactic that would have been good for me to use during my online dating days.
Before you explain why, call us 916-909-1065 if you have actually done reverse catfishing. Go ahead.
I am somebody that photographs better than I actually look.
Mm-hmm.
I am very photogenic. There were times... Now, I wasn't doctoring pictures. That wasn't a thing then. I mean, obviously, you're putting your best pictures out there. But even I literally had guys be like, you look different in your pictures. And it's like, well, I don't know what to tell you. That's just how I take a picture. One guy said, don't you think you look heavier than you do in your pictures? I said,
oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why
He said that to you in person?
Yeah.
In person?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
No.
You're so strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you going to finish that? 916-909-1065. What's interesting about this is this wouldn't work for everybody. Like, it would work for you. This wouldn't work for me.
Why?
Because I am not a very photogenic person. So if I were to reverse catfish,
be ugly.
Right. I don't think I'd even get a date if I put less attractive pictures of myself.
You are running the risk of people that you would be attracted to not being attracted to you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, but then again, though, when it comes to physical attraction, I've always been more of a personality guy that's gotten me in the foot or gotten me a foot in the door. Yeah, rather than a photo that somebody saw of me.
I tried to teach you how to take attractive photos.
It doesn't go well.
Lost cause. It was awkward.
There's a lot of like, no, smile. That's not how you smile.
Why do your eyes look angry?
That's not how anyone smiles.
Yeah.
No, put your hand down. What is that? You know what? Never mind.
It is exactly like that.
We've got Amanda on the phone from Elk Grove. Good morning, Amanda. Oh, where is she? There she is.
Good morning. Hi.
So do I understand this right? You have actually done reverse catfishing.
Yes, I did it before it was like a thing.
Okay. So you're a hipster reverse catfisher.
Yeah.
Which sounds like the name of a hipster band, by the way. Okay. So, so tell us, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory at this point, but tell us what you did.
Or why you did it.
Well, when I posted those, like my, you know, like really like, me on a really good day, hair looks good, everything looks good, like everything in place, you know, like I was getting the wrong kind of guy. It was just like the wrong, it was not a good return on my investment. And you have to spend so much time like with the back and forth and whatever. Like if you're just looking to hook up, you can totally do that. But like if you want to meet somebody, you can't. Master, like it just takes too much time. So when I put the pictures up that were like just regular, I got better guys.
Interesting.
Guys.
The quality of man goes up when you put up less flattering pictures of yourself.
I mean, that's not super shocking. Like, you get guys that are more interested in things outside of just looks.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Amanda, that was fascinating. Interesting. So are you currently single?
I am, but that's not my fault.
Okay, right. So the takeaway is, even though the quality of man went up, they still suck.